Welcome to Physics Unlocked, your go-to revision podcast for OCR GCSE Physics. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and exam-rich topics on the entire specification, the electromagnetic spectrum. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this topic comes up every single year, and by the end of this episode, you'll have everything you need to nail it. So let's get started. The electromagnetic spectrum. You've probably heard of it, maybe drawn it in class, maybe even memorized the order. But do you actually understand what it is and why it matters? That's what we're going to fix today. By the time we're done, you'll understand the big picture, the key concepts, the maths, the uses, the hazards, and crucially, exactly what OCR examiners are looking for when they mark your paper.
Let's begin with the big idea. Section 1, core concepts.
All electromagnetic waves are part of one big family. They're all transverse waves, meaning the oscillations are perpendicular to the direction of travel, and they all travel at exactly the same speed in a vacuum, 3.0 times 10 to the power of 8 meters per second. That's 300 million meters every single second. The speed of light, write that down, memorize it, it will come up. Now, here's the key thing. That speed is the same for all electromagnetic waves. Radio waves don't travel slower than gamma rays. Visible light doesn't travel faster than microwaves. In a vacuum, they're all identical in speed. This is one of the most commonly tested facts on the paper, and it's also one of the most commonly got wrong. Candidates often assume that because gamma rays are more energetic, they must travel faster. They don't. Speed in a vacuum, constant for all. So if they all travel at the same speed, what makes them different? Two things, frequency and wavelength. And these two are inversely related. As frequency goes up, wavelength goes down. As frequency goes down, wavelength goes up. Think of it like this. If you're waving a rope and you wave it faster, higher frequency, the waves get shorter and more tightly packed together. Wave it slowly, lower frequency, and the waves are long and spread out. This relationship is captured in the wave equation. Wave speed equals frequency multiplied by wavelength. In symbols, V equals F times lambda, where V is wave speed in meters per second, F is frequency in hertz, and lambda, that's the Greek letter, is wavelength in meters. This formula is given on the OCR formula sheet, but you need to know how to rearrange it. You might be asked to find frequency given speed and wavelength, or to find wavelength given speed and frequency. Practice those rearrangements. Now let's meet the seven members of the electromagnetic family in order from lowest frequency and longest wavelength to highest frequency and shortest wavelength. First, radio waves. These have the longest wavelengths. We're talking anything from about 1 millimeter up to 100 kilometers. They're used for broadcasting, radio and television, and for communication. Here's something really important that OCR specifically tests. How are radio waves produced? The answer is by oscillations of electrical charges, specifically alternating current in a transmitter aerial. When you write about radio wave production in an exam, you must use the words oscillations or alternating current. Vague answers like the transmitter makes them will not earn marks. Second, microwaves. Slightly higher frequency than radio waves. Used for cooking food, your microwave oven, and for satellite communication. The hazard here is internal heating of body cells. This is different from infrared, which causes surface burns. Examiners love testing this distinction, so lock it in. Microwaves, internal heating. Infrared, surface burns. Third, infrared radiation. This is the radiation you feel as heat from a fire or the sun. It's used in thermal imaging cameras, remote controls, and heating systems. When infrared is absorbed by a material, it increases the internal energy of that material. In other words, it heats it up. The hazard is skin burns at the surface. Fourth, visible light. This is the tiny sliver of the spectrum that our eyes can detect. It's used for sight, photography, and fiber optic communications. The wavelength range is roughly 400 nanometers for violet light up to 700 nanometers for red light. Remember, violet has the shortest wavelength and highest frequency within visible light. Red has the longest wavelength and lowest frequency. Fifth, ultraviolet radiation or UV. This sits just beyond the violet end of visible light, hence ultraviolet. It's used for sterilization, detecting forged banknotes, which fluoresce under UV, and tanning beds. But here's where it gets serious. UV is ionizing radiation. That means it carries enough energy to knock electrons out of atoms, which can damage DNA and cause mutations. This leads to an increased risk of skin cancer and eye damage. When you write about UV hazards, don't just say it's dangerous. Say it ionizes atoms, damages DNA, and can cause mutations leading to cancer. That's the language that earns marks. Sixth, X-rays. Higher frequency than UV, even more energetic. Used in medical imaging to see inside the body, particularly bones and fractures, and in airport security scanners. Like UV, X-rays are ionizing. They can cause DNA mutation and increase cancer risk. Medical professionals who work with X-rays wear lead aprons and stand behind screens to protect themselves. Seventh, gamma rays. The highest frequency, shortest wavelength, most energetic electromagnetic waves. They're produced by radioactive decay of atomic nuclei. Used in radiotherapy to treat cancer, the gamma rays are focused on tumor cells to destroy them and to sterilize medical equipment. Gamma rays are the most penetrating and most ionizing of all electromagnetic radiations. The hazards are severe: ionization, DNA damage, and a significantly increased risk of cancer. So, to summarize the trend, as you move from radio waves to gamma rays, frequency increases, wavelength decreases, and energy increases. The speed in a vacuum stays constant throughout. Section 2, exam tips and common mistakes.
Right, let's talk about what actually loses students' marks in the exam. I've seen these mistakes hundreds of times, so listen carefully.
Mistake number one, saying radio waves travel slower than gamma rays. Absolutely not. All electromagnetic waves travel at the same speed in a vacuum. If a question asks you to compare the speed of radio waves and gamma rays in a vacuum, the answer is they travel at the same speed. Full stop.
Mistake number two, confusing microwave and infrared hazards.
Microwaves cause internal heating of body cells. They penetrate the body and heat tissue from the inside. Infrared causes surface burns. It's absorbed at the skin surface. These are tested as a pair specifically because students mix them up, learn the distinction.
Mistake number three, vague answers about radiation hazards.
If a question asks you to explain why UV radiation is hazardous, saying it can kill cells is not enough. You need to say, UV radiation is ionizing, it can cause ionization of atoms in DNA, leading to mutations, these mutations can cause cancer. That's the chain of reasoning that earns full marks on a level of response question.
Mistake number four, unit conversion errors. This is a calculation killer. Wavelengths in exam questions are often given in kilometers, centimeters, or nanometers. You must convert to meters before using the wave equation. 1 kilometer is 10 to the power of 3 meters. 1 centimeter is 10 to the power of -2 meters. 1 nanometer is 10 to the power of -9 meters. Always check your units before you substitute into the formula.
Mistake number five, incorrect standard form. OCR specifically penalizes incorrect standard form notation. If your answer is 300 million, write it as 3.0 times 10 to the power of 8, not as 300 million or 3 times 10 times 8. Get your standard form right.
Now, a word about command words, because these tell you exactly what kind of answer to write. State or give means a brief factual answer, 1 or 2 words or a short phrase. No explanation needed. Describe means say what happens or what something looks like. Use correct scientific terminology.
Explain means say how or why. Always use the word because to link cause and effect. If you're explaining why gamma rays are more dangerous than radio waves, you need to say, gamma rays have a higher frequency and more energy. Because of this, they are ionizing. And ionizing radiation can cause DNA mutation, which increases the risk of cancer.
Calculate means show you're working, write the formula, substitute values with units, and give a final answer in the correct unit. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks if your working is shown.
Compare means identify both similarities and differences. Use comparative language. X has a higher frequency than Y, rather than just X has a high frequency.
Evaluate means consider evidence from both sides and make a judgment. These are typically the longer level of response questions.
Section 3, quickfire recall quiz.
Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready?
Question 1. What is the speed of all electromagnetic waves in a vacuum?
3.0 times 10 to the power of 8 meters per second, or 300 million meters per second.
Question 2. As frequency increases across the electromagnetic spectrum, what happens to wavelength?
Wavelength decreases. They are inversely proportional.
Question 3. How are radio waves produced?
By oscillations of electrical charges, alternating current in a transmitter aerial.
Question 4. Which type of electromagnetic radiation causes internal heating of body cells? Microwaves. Question 5. Name two types of electromagnetic radiation that are ionizing. Any two from ultraviolet, X-rays, gamma rays. Question 6. Write the wave equation. Wave speed equals frequency multiplied by wavelength. V equals F times lambda. Question 7. What is the mechanism by which UV radiation causes skin cancer? UV radiation ionizes atoms in DNA, causing mutations, which can lead to cancer. Question 8. Name a use of gamma rays in medicine. Radiotherapy, to treat cancer by destroying tumor cells. How did you do? If you got all 8, brilliant, you're in great shape. If you missed some, go back and review those specific areas. Section 4. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together with the key points you absolutely must know for the exam. 1. All electromagnetic waves travel at 3.0 times 10 to the power of 8 meters per second in a vacuum. This is constant for all types. 2. The electromagnetic spectrum, in order from lowest to highest frequency, is radio, microwave, infrared, visible light, ultraviolet, X-ray, gamma. Use the mnemonic Raging Martians Invaded Venus, using X-ray guns, to remember the order. 3. As frequency increases, wavelength decreases. Use the wave equation, V equals F times lambda. 4. Radio waves are produced by oscillations of alternating current in a transmitter aerial. Always use this specific language in the exam. 5. Microwaves cause internal heating of body cells. Infrared causes surface skin burns. Do not mix these up. 6. UV, X-rays, and gamma rays are all ionizing. They can cause DNA mutation and increase cancer risk. Always explain the mechanism, ionization leading to DNA damage, not just, it's dangerous. 7. Always convert wavelengths to meters before calculating and always express large numbers in correct standard form. That's everything for today's episode on the electromagnetic spectrum. You've covered the core concepts, the wave equation, the uses and hazards of each wave type, the most common exam mistakes, and you've tested yourself with a quick-fire quiz. You are now well-equipped to tackle any OCR GCSE question on this topic. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode of Physics Unlocked.